Blog Talk Radio.
Aloha! Welcome to the Shrine of the Sacred Talk.
We broadcast live every Friday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Key West Grind, currently hosted by our friends at KeyWestSportsNet.com from Key West, Florida, where the cock run free. The Shrine of the Sacred Cock, a weekly wormhole into unknown dimensions as a tool to make you look more sophisticated. Yeah, even smarter, and in time for the weekend. Also, the best music in the known universe. The Shrine of the Sacred Cock, making you look better since 2011. Turn your stereo to 11. The wormhole opens.
Silence is the lack of audible sound or presence of sounds of a very low intensity. By analogy, the word silence can also refer to any absence of communication, including in media other than speech. Silence is also used as total communication, in reference to nonverbal communication and spiritual connection. Silence also refers to no sounds uttered by anybody in a room or area. Silence is an important factor in many cultural spectacles, as in rituals. In this course analysis, speakers use brief absences of speech to mark the boundaries of prosodic units. Silence in speech can be hesitation, stutters, self-corrections, or deliberate slowing of speech to clarify or aid processing of ideas. These are short silences. Longer pauses in language occur in interactive roles, reactive tokens, or turn-taking. According to cultural norms, silence can be positive or negative. For example, in a Christian Methodist faith organization, silence and reflection during the sermons might be appreciated by the congregation, while in a Southern Baptist church, silence might mean disagreement with what is being said, or perhaps disconnectedness from the congregated community.
Silence. Enjoy the silence.
Often, silence is a sign that someone is in contemplation, reflecting on a subject. But sometimes, in the contemporary West especially, silence is a thing to be feared. The natural noise of industrial urban society forms a background to which the purposeful playing of live or recorded music is added. Even in private spaces, leaving little room for deep personal silence. Telecommunications devices, beginning with the telephone, are also disruptive to silence, both in that they contribute to the background noise injurious to silence, and also in that their use inherently requires the breaking of silence, often at times out of the control of the user. The habit of carrying and using such devices has been cited as contributing to health problems. Music inherently depends on silence in some form or another to distinguish other periods of sound and allow dynamics, melodies, and rhythms to have greater impact. For example, most music scores feature rests denoting periods of silence. In addition, silence in music can be seen as a time for contemplation to reflect on the piece. The audience feels the effects of the notes previous and can reflect on that moment intentionally. Silence does not hinder musical excellence, but can enhance the sounds of instruments and vocals within the piece. Some composers take the use of silence in music to an extreme. 4 minutes 33 seconds It's an experimental musical work by avant-garde composer John Cage. It's what you're listening behind my words. It incorporates ambient sounds not foreseeable by the composer. Though first performed on the piano, the piece was composed for any instrument or instruments and is structured in three movements. The length of each movement is not fixed by the composer, but the total length of the combination of three movements is. The score consists entirely of rests.
Thank you.
Argumentative silence is the rhetorical practice of saying nothing when an opponent in a debate expects something to be said. Poorly executed, it can be offensive, like refusing to answer a direct question. However, well-timed silence can throw an opponent off and give the debater the upper hand. An argument from silence, or argumentum ex silentio, is an argument based on the assumption that someone's silence on a matter suggests. This is an informal fallacy, that person's ignorance of the matter. In general, ex silentio refers to the claim that the absence of something demonstrates the proof of a proposition. The right to silence is a legal protection enjoyed by people undergoing police interrogation or trial in certain countries. The law is either explicit or recognized in many legal systems. Violation of the right to quiet enjoyment is a common law tort.
Yeah.
Joseph Jordania suggested that in social animals, including humans, silence can be a sign of danger. Many social animals produce seemingly haphazard sounds, which are known as contact calls. These are a mixture of various sounds accompanying the group's everyday business, for example, foraging or feeding, and they are used to maintain audio contact with the members of the group. Some social animal species communicate the signal of potential danger by stopping contact calls and freezing without the use of alarm calls through silence. Charles Darwin wrote about this in relation with wild horses and cattle. Joseph Jordania suggested that human humming could have been a contact method that early humans used to avoid silence. According to these suggestions, humans find prolonged silence distressing, suggesting danger to them. This may help explain why lone humans in relative sonic isolation feel a sense of comfort from humming, whistling, talking to themselves, or having the TV, radio on.
Rap, crucifying in vain, like just for using my name, the definition. attention is pain, but that's the thing of the game. If they try to retreat, I catch them one at a time, because they committing a crime, but still promoting the rhyme. So you in the back of me, just listen and learn, because you all get a chance, or maybe a turn. My assignment was to give a preview. So at my next concert, I want to see you there. Not sitting in a chair, standing on both feet, with your hands in the air. Now I'm about to jet out, but I'll be back for next time. Expect a more funkier track, deep down for your enjoyment. Hear more percussion, with lyrics that's smooth. Some discussion to prove that I'm hype. And you know that's best. Now continue to dance, because I'm through with the set.
Silence in spirituality is often a metaphor for inner stillness. A silent mind, freed from the onslaught of thoughts and thought patterns, is both a goal and an important step in spiritual development. Such inner silence is not about the absence of sound. Instead, it is understood to bring one in contact with the divine, the ultimate reality, or one's own true self, one's divine nature. Many religious traditions imply the importance of being quiet and still in mind and spirit for transformative and integral spiritual growth to occur. In Christianity, there is the silence of contemplative prayer, such as centering prayer and Christian meditation. In Islam, there are the wisdom writings of the Sufis, who insist on the importance of finding silence within. In Buddhism, the descriptions of silence and allowing the mind to become silent are implied as a feature of a spiritual enlightenment. In Hinduism, including the teachings of Advaita Vedanta and the many paths of yoga, teachers insist on the importance of silence. Mauna, for inner growth. The Jewish sage Guide for Living states that tradition is a safety fence to Torah, tithing a safety fence to wealth, vows a safety fence for abstinence, a safety fence for wisdom is silence. In some traditions of Quakerism, silence is an actual part of worship services, at a time to allow the divine to speak in the heart and mind. Eckhart Tolle says that silence can be seen either as the absence of noise or as the space in which sound exists. Just as inner stillness can be seen as the absence of thought or the space in which thoughts are perceived. A common way to remember a tragic incident and to remember the victims or casualties of such an event is a commemorative moment of silence. Right now, we will have a minute of silence to commemorate all those killed by religious extremists all over the world.
Hope to die till it's over and and soon we say till it's over and then.
Today is the birthday of my good friends Daniela Dearden, Massimo Stancione, and Benjamin Essain. I hope that in this very special day you spend it among friends, family, and loved ones. Kulin kulang! This has been our program for this weekend. Please tune in next Friday, like every Friday, at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for another chapter in the Shrine of the Sacred Cock Sega. We have been broadcasting live from the Conch Republic, last free country in the world, exclusively on Key West Grind, by courtesy of KeyWestSportsnet.com. Where you can also download our catalog of great shows.
Please tune in again next week for another bunch of crazy ideas to bounce with people during the weekend and the greatest music in the world. Until then, bye bye. Pow. Peace. Mir. Heppinde. Heiwa. Frieden. Santi. Pukoi. Paz. Please join us next week. Same cock channel, same cock time. From a town on the edge. Good night and good hunting. It's time to prepare for the apocalypse.